Section 1, From Kitty Hawk to College Park. On December 17, 1903, two brothers from Ohio literally flew into history, successfully achieving the first controlled flight of a powered airplane. But this was just the beginning for the history of the airplane. The United States government showed little interest in the new technology. That is, until several other nations showed an interest in their invention first. In 1908, the Wrights won a government contract to produce an airplane for the U.S. Army. This new plane, dubbed the Wright Military Flyer, was unveiled in 1908. It was this plane that set out to meet the government's requirements in trials at Fort Myer, located in nearby Arlington, Virginia. During the trials, the plane crashed, killing the passenger and injuring Orville Wright. However, the Wrights rebuilt the Aero and came back the following year to complete all of the government's requirements. These included flying at 40 miles per hour, staying airborne for an hour, and having a range of 125 miles, all while carrying two people. The final obligation of the contract was that two officers be taught how to fly the machine. The grounds at Fort Myer were too constricted and not conducive to flying, and the large crowds that the airplane attracted were dangerous for flight training. The government needed a new site for flying. A large, flat field near the Maryland Agricultural College, today the University of Maryland, offered several advantages. It was located next to a thriving town that was accessible by both rail and trolley. It was also more remote than Fort Myer, which both Wilbur and the U.S. military hoped would discourage unwanted visitors. Here was the ideal location to train the Army officers to fly.